ISIS has struck again. The militants now control the ancient city of Palmyra in Syria, and they have destroyed a second temple there. The first incident last month was bad enough. This time, the militants have destroyed the Temple of Bel, one of the ancient world's most iconic monuments. Tom Holland is a classic scholar. His latest book is In the Shadow of the Sword, about the collapse of the Roman and Persian powers in the Near East and the emergence of Islam. Tom, just tell us, first of all, what Palmyra was like at the time when these temples were being built. We're going back about 2,000 years, right?
Yeah, we're going back 2,000 years. The Temple of Bel was dedicated, we know from an inscription, in AD 32. So that is the time when Tiberius Caesar is ruling the Roman Empire. And it's also the time when Jesus was still walking the earth. So it is a very, very ancient temple. And Palmyra was a great trading center of the East and the Mediterranean, both a crossroads and a melting pot. So you had the traditions of the East and the traditions of the West meeting together and creating this extraordinary city in the depths of the desert. It's been called the Venice of the Sands because it is as romantic a spot as you would find anywhere in the world. And that lends an aesthetic quality to the tragedy of its destruction, as well as to the horror of the history and the archaeology that is being destroyed.
And it was a big city at the time, right?
Yes, by ancient standards, it's pretty large. It gets absorbed into the Roman Empire in the early 1st century AD. And over the course of the centuries, it grows and grows and grows. It's visited by the Emperor Hadrian, who gives it gateways and adorns it with splendid monuments. And in the 3rd century, a time when the Roman Empire is really going through a rocky phase, Palmyra briefly emerges to become the capital of a huge empire in the East. And it's ruled by this very romantic figure, Zenobia, the queen. She's kind of the Cleopatra of the Near East. And she briefly seizes control of an empire that includes all the Roman provinces of Syria, of Palestine, of Egypt, and moving into what's now Turkey. And this obviously annoys the Romans back in Rome. They come and topple her and take her off to Rome. And Palmyra then goes into a steep decline, and as a result of that, its great monuments get covered up by the sands. And so when we think of someone like Indiana Jones, the archetype of the archaeologist going out into the desert and discovering a lost city, in a way it's Palmyra that's lurking behind that image.
What would you say we've lost with the destruction of the Temple of Bel?
We've lost something that is beautiful, and we have lost something that is absolutely emblematic of the kind of country that ISIS are out to destroy. The Temple of Bel was not just the Temple of Bel. Bel was a very hospitable god. He was not a jealous deity. And his temple was also known as the House of the Gods. And people from across Palmyra would bring their idols, could bring the habits of worship to this great sanctuary. And so it became a kind of focal point for people across the city, all from many different backgrounds, sort of Arabs, Syrians, Aramaeans, Babylonians, Romans, Greeks, whoever, could all go there and find in this huge temple a common focus for kind of civic loyalty. This Temple of Bel that's been destroyed, although it doesn't have the resonance of, say, the Parthenon or the Pantheon in Rome, it is on that level. It is that significant. And that is the scale of the tragedy and the horror and the pointlessness of its destruction. And of course, that is exactly the kind of model of a multicultural, multi-faith, multi-ethnic society that ISIS are pledged to destroy.
Do you think ISIS is aware of that history and that kind of, you called it a melting pot back in the first century?
I suspect they probably are. There was an incredibly brave man, Khalid al-Assad, who was the keeper of Palmyra. He was born there. He looked after it for 40 years as the keeper of the site. When ISIS fighters descended on the city, he could have fled, but he didn't. He stood his ground, knowing what his likely fate was going to be. He was seized by ISIS. He was tortured for a month. He was then decapitated. His headless trunk was hung from a pillar. His head was placed at the foot of it. And he was accused of committing idolatry by caring for these ruins. He died a martyr for everything that Palmyra represented, not just the past of Syria, but a future in which people can live together in peace. And I'm sure that ISIS, in killing him and in destroying these temples, are well aware of the history that they embody.
Classic scholar Tom Holland, his forthcoming book, Dynasty, is about the first Roman emperors. Thank you very much, Tom.
Thank you.